Tom Wintergard and John Wanier and Matthew Pelletier, co-authors. This research was Tom Wintergardner had been looking at mechanical cottonseed linter. A lot of it was associated with the idea of a glandless cottonseed, that if you were actually going to be able to ever use cottonseed for human consumption as a protein source, because you remove the gossypol, then it's better not to have treated it with acid, and you don't want to get into all that kind of acid situation. And so this research sort of stemmed out of that over time. There was the first prototype that we received. It had card wire lined within the drum. And so when we received it, we changed horsepower and went to the second prototype, which I'll show you, and had issues with it. Basically, this was the second prototype that we had actually built. The main problem that we had was there was so much free space in here. It was 42 inches inside diameter. And when you put a sample in here, basically the drum is rotating counterclockwise. These bottom two or three cylinders here are rotating clockwise. And so it's scrubbing the lint off, if you will. These upper brushes were doffing any lint, residual lint that remained on the abrasive drum material off, and would put it in the airstream, which there was an airstream that was coming off the back here. And the idea was, you know, we thought this was a good deal, but basically you had way too much free space that the seed wouldn't be enacted on. So it just sat in there and bounced around like popcorn, and it really didn't get acted on. So we went back to the drawing board and said, well, we're not going to keep building these 8-foot versions and testing a bunch of different materials. So we went to a smaller benchtop version. The benchtop wasn't really designed in the sense of building it for breeders, but it looks like it has a great promise. So what we actually did is we said, all right, we took the samples, we cleaned any residual lint with the Power Roll Gen Stand, which was developed in our lab basically for the very idea of removing any residual lint on the seed. So we removed that. We looked at 6 drum linings. We looked at either 1 or 2 roller brushes. I'll show you a picture in a minute, and that'll be clear. 5 or 10 minute runtime, and basically the drum was a consistent 300 RPM, and the roller brushes, they were those RPMs, and we had 4 reps, 3/4 of a pound, and evaluated for those items. So basically, I know nobody ever has any lint that looks like this, or seed that looks like this, rather. But this was actually taken from the seed tube, so we just wanted to illustrate. Obviously, we don't want to do this because the lint, when it gets in there, will start balling up and start roping. So this is what we're after. So if your wonderful gin produces seed like this, it's ready to go. All right, so that's we ran through the Power Roll Gin Stand to clean off the tags, and then this is really the system. So here is the mechanical delinter. Of course, we're pulling air through it, and then we're catching the lint over here. And it's all like second-cut linters. So everything that comes off of it is second-cut linter quality or less as far as length. So here it is from the front view where you just feed it in. Of course, you know, for safety, we don't ever run it like this. We run it like this. So I just want to make sure we all understand that that's what we do. We just did that so you can see the picture. And here, this is one of the configurations that we actually have that I'll show you the different configurations. But here, if the lint is too long on the seed, it all balls up right down in here and starts roping, and it doesn't really come out very well. This configuration alternates nylon with wire brushes. So here was the different treatments that we looked at. One was purple Scotch-Brite, and that actually, we'll show you the results of that in a little bit. Then we did clean and strip. This is the more aggressive or the most aggressive of the pad type of materials that we lined it with. We had some brush lawn. This is one of the most expensive materials we lined it with. Of course, we had no material, basically just cleaned out the inside and just said, what happens if we roll it around and we use those roller brushes? Then we took some nylon brushes. These were, of course, made for us for Carolina Brush Company, 0.04. Was the bristle diameter, and then these were all a length of 1.5 inches long. They were all crimped, and we wanted them to flare out. And so this configuration right here, we thought we would get some better life out of. And then the last configuration was alternating, where we would basically put 4 wire brushes. We had a total of 12, and we spaced it 3 different locations around the perimeter, the circumference of this. And so we had four here, and then we had another four over here, and another four over here. And so we alternated with some wire brushes and nylon brushes. So really, ultimately, this is what we did produce. And this takes about 10 minutes. Actually, really what happens is with that last configuration I showed you, depending on the variety that you have, whether it's small seed, large seed, it can vary between 3 minutes and 13 minutes as to producing this quality seed. Now, this, obviously, we haven't removed the immatures and we haven't removed any of the culls. We haven't done anything. This was just taking the seed as it was in the seed house, throwing it in, and anywhere between 3 and 13 minutes, this is what comes out. And the heat on all of this is about 98 degrees Fahrenheit was the hottest we ever had. Because killing the germ is one issue that you could have a concern with for a lot of the mechanical delinting. For the weight loss, before we ever did lint loss and VMD and germination studies, we just strictly looked at the weight, said, okay, this is the weight that we're putting in. When we get the seed out, what's the difference in the weights? And on the color configuration is the same for all of these. Basically, one brush at 5 minutes is the orange, two brushes at 5 minutes is the blue, the green is one brush at 10 minutes, and of course, two brushes at 10 minutes is the reddish color. Obviously, the more weight loss, the better, because we're assuming that all weight loss is associated with at least lint. In this assumption here. As you can see, no lining really didn't. I mean, there was some effect depending on the number of brushes, but for the most part, it was the lowest. We sent the samples off, had them acid delinted, to see what the lint loss, what residual lint remained. And of course, as you can tell, in this particular instance, we also took the control, which the control was, okay, after we removed the tails, we sent the fuzzy seed off and said, all right, 12.9% is how much residual lint remained on the seed as it was clean. So everything else gives you an indication of how much more lint was actually removed. So we were doing really good with the purple Scotch-Brite, the cleaning strip. The brushes did okay. The wire brush configuration actually did a really good job. One of the issues that we have with these over here is that the 10-minute time frame, especially with the cleaning strip, started getting the luster off the seed. So it got to be a dull brown. So we were actually impacting the seed coat. But we didn't vary from the time frames. On the VMD, I'm just showing the high VMD. For those of you who don't familiar with VMD, it's the visible mechanical damage. Anything in the high range, of course, is said to have impacted germination. The control was 4.3. And you say, well, you got a control of 4.3. Some of them are lower than 4.3. Why is that? I think the main reason that is as it was being processed, it just literally removed those. It dehulled them, and the meats came out, and the hulls came out. So basically, it got rid of them. It never made it through the system. And that's what it was doing with those. The germ, as you can tell, now statistics hasn't been run on all this because I got the last little bit of data, which was this sample over here. I got it right as I was coming to the Beltwide. So I haven't run any statistics on any of these to see any statistical significance yet. Obviously, it looks like there was some impact, but I think this is really associated with sample size, which was basically of the four samples we took, three of them we went and sent off for the lint loss and the VMD analysis, and one of them we sent for the germination. So if we have more samples for the germination study, I think that would greatly help us. Of course, the whole idea of this, that we really built this bench top, was we wanted to know what we were going to do for the 8-foot version and say, what lining should we use, what speed should we run the brushes at, and what brush material should we use? Because on the first and second prototype version, the brushes that we were actually using were nylon that was actually doing the scrubbing. And the more we looked at it, we were never being aggressive enough. I kept thinking we needed to back up. We don't want to be too aggressive. Actually, it got to be better to where let's just try to be as aggressive. Let's try to destroy the seed and then see what happens. Well, we put wire brushes in there, and it did a lot better. So in that short time frame, we need that. Overall, the purple, Scotch-Brite, and the clean strip do well, but the difference is if you were maintaining this on a production scale, it would be a pain in the tail because it's difficult to swap out and it's difficult to clean between varieties. If you were changing from one variety to another variety, especially the clean and strip, it has too many pockets to hold residual seed. The nylon brushes were less aggressive. They were sort of a compromise between the 3M Scotch-Brite and clean and strip and then the none. So they actually worked well, and I actually think you would have longer life because you have an inch and a half of brush material, and it's not as aggressive. But yet it does do a good job, especially once we added the wire brushes. Well, one of the things that we are going to go back and do is add more wire brushes to see if at what point will adding those wire brushes for the drum actually negatively impact us. Because if we can process these seed in 3 minutes from the time we drop it in till the time it comes out the back, then that's what we're after. On the 8-foot version, we can change the angle of it. So the idea is we would drop it in and it works its way back, and by the time it gets to the end, it's clean and ready to go. The seed companies have shown interest in this, and of course a lot of the breeders have as well, which is an unintended consequence of us on the benchtop version, but it does seem to be working well. We think we have some the brushes seem to be the solution, as well as the metal brushes for the those doing the work. I don't have a picture here of the lint. I wish I would have brought that. But like I said, it is just taking, like you said, take second cut linters, but a little shorter. And it makes them all uniform. So it's not like you have first cut linters and second cut linters mixed together. Any residual lint that was on that seed is all going to be looking about the same quality. And it looks pretty consistent. So, any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.